Joey Alvarado of Hesperia, a 42-year-old husband with two kids, makes $29 an hour at a Stater Brothers warehouse.
I was able to purchase a new home, purchase a new vehicle, you know, and this is all during the pandemic. And our union reps were actually able to negotiate the best contract we've ever had at Stater Brothers. Increased members' protection, highest wages we've ever had, pension contributions, everything was great.
Alvarado, who has been in the industry for 19 years, is a member of the Teamsters Local 63. Pretty much only union workers make this kind of wage, despite the warehouse industry seeing record profits due to big demands on grocery stores and the online shopping boom during 2020. Randy Corgan, the secretary treasurer for the Teamsters Local 1932, says it's been difficult to see the difference in labor protections for union versus non-union workers. He says when he started a union warehouse job in the late 80s, he was quickly making over $15 an hour.
And right now you have some employers being patted on the back for paying $15 an hour. It's more than 30 years later. There's a problem there. That's ridiculous. Why has that happened? And that clearly has been an exploitation of this circumstance and these situations, and clearly an industry that wants to push wages down and delegitimize the importance of this work. I think this work has proven over the last year to be extremely vital to the supply chain.
And the demands on the supply chain last year meant logistics was one of the few sectors to add jobs during the pandemic, including the region's biggest employer, Amazon, who made headlines for a hiring spree nationwide.
427,300 employees hired.
We have not seen before one company hire this many people that quickly.
Over 180,000 workers in the inland region are now employed in the logistics-related industry, according to the latest state data. And the work they do has always been strenuous. There's lots of lifting and carrying at a really fast pace, and the worker turnover rates are high. Especially for Amazon workers, where wages are low, the pace of work is monitored electronically, injury rates are above average, and positions are often temporary with no path to a stable income.
Certainly these conditions are not new, but, you know, they're certainly affecting more and more workers as more workers are getting employed within this industry.
That's Ellen Reese, a UC Riverside professor who studies warehouse workers and labor movements. Add COVID to all that, and now these workers, who due to systemic inequalities are mostly people of color, have a 28% higher risk of dying from the virus, according to a UCSF study, which has raised the stakes for workers to see the changes they have long been asking for.
To make gains, workers usually have to organize, you know, bosses don't just readily, you know, make things better, but it's often when workers are working together and making demands for improvements that things really improve at the workplace.
Reese says in recent years there have been more worker protests as people have become aware of growing class inequalities. Remember the wave of teachers' strikes pre-pandemic? Or the nurses' strike to demand more protections during the pandemic? Now you have Amazon workers in Bessemer, Alabama, in the process of voting on unionization. While every worker in America has the right to unionize, that's not the only option for organizing, says Shahari Yarakowski, executive director of the Warehouse Workers Resource Center. He says after the past year, it's clear there are only two paths forward.
There's a path where we do take care of our essential workers, and all of our workers, you know, because at the end of the day, all of us are essential. Or there's a path where it's just out the window and everybody's, you know, just got to fight for what they can do. And it's just a race to the bottom.
Kowski's organization wants to improve working conditions through advocacy and education on warehouse workers' rights. They are working with San Diego State Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez on a bill that would require a review of practices inside warehouses that put requirements on workers to keep a certain pace or meet quotas for moving product. Bottom line, Kowski says, in order to help these workers organize for good jobs, they need the support of communities. Maybe this means customers are willing to pay slightly higher prices or opt out of two-day shipping.
These workers had a situation where they were empowered to organize and call for better conditions. The conditions would change. We don't need a different sector here. We just need the employers we have here to to do better.
Jobs are not inherently good or bad, says Kausji. A job is good based on what workers and the community are willing to hold it to. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.